We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Moose, a confident and compulsive hopeless romantic who is born to entertain.
Like, that's how you get your jollies off? Gross.
Breezy, a kind-hearted, semi-responsible 20-something who always wants to be the center of attention.
And nothing infuriates me more when restaurants leaves tails on a shrimp dish. Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? No, I'll puke.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Peaks My Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome to the show, guys. It is Tuesday. I think I am officially under the impression, maybe not I, maybe we,
okay,
are under the impression that Super Bowl Squares really is a scam.
No, it's a scam. It's been a scam. I've been saying this since the womb.
I came to the conclusion yesterday, and I've been contributing to it every single year. It is, especially when you do it in the workplace.
I love how you came to the conclusion yesterday, but I've been saying this since Friday.
Well, give me a chance to explain. So it should have been an automatic red flag that the person collecting all the money for this shady gambling scheme ended up winning last year. Now this year, the same exact thing.
Right.
I'm like, hold on a second. He ends up winning again? I won't say names. So our engineer, Derek, collected all the funds to put into this office pool for Super Bowl Squares. And we get an email yesterday saying, congratulations to our one and only Derek, who won $250 for Super Bowl Squares. And then in parentheses, it says, don't worry, this is not a scam. Derek legitimately won.
This is not
right. Did he both years in a row?
Right.
3 years in a row? The guy collecting all the cash?
Every year.
I'm like, we didn't even get a receipt back.
No.
So now we need to get to the bottom of this. We're all being taken. Nobody's batting an eye. If you're not sure who Derek is, he's our radio station engineer, and he likes to write people up for no reason. Because if you missed the other week on the show, Derek called my cell phone. He tried reprimanding me for clogging up the toilet on the second floor bathroom.
So funny.
Which, by the way, there still isn't any proof that it's me.
They actually installed cameras in that bathroom, they told me.
They found baby wipes in my desk drawer. Are they mine? Yes. Did I use them? Yes. But still.
Did you flush them? Yes.
Yes. But there's still no evidence.
There's no evidence.
So he calls my cell phone. So I took it upon myself to play the voicemail for everyone that he left me. And then he gets pissed off that I played it live on the air.
Did he get pissed off?
Yeah. This is the same.
I didn't know that.
It's the same guy scamming all of us into thinking he's actually won in Super Bowl Squares.
Sure.
Here, I'll play it again. I'm going to play it again right here.
Oh, my God.
Take a listen to the voicemail he left me from the other week, and then you tell me if this is or isn't a guy trying to pull the wool over everyone's eyes here at Odyssey Rochester.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Moose. I'm sorry I didn't catch you before you left the building. This would have been a lot easier to talk about instead of leaving a phone message. So, as you know, we've had some issues with plumbing in the last few weeks, and this isn't me saying this. But I have been told to tell you that you need to stop using baby wipes and flushing them in the bathroom. I know we sort of had a conversation about this in the past, that the baby wipes say do not flush. But it's gotten to a point now where, like I said, people above me have told me to have the conversation with you and just remind you not to use them in the building.
So incredibly tough.
I don't want to have to go down a disciplinary route. I really hope it doesn't reach that. Well, I was just you know, wondering if you could stop using the baby wipes.
Not I would the appreciate disciplinary it. Route.
If you want to talk about this anymore, just feel free to give me a call.
Hey, this
not
is
Derek firing you.
Yeah, right. This is the same guy who doesn't have the authority to write anybody up or discipline anyone, okay? Unless I bomb the studio, right? Then right. That falls
sure.
under his, yeah, the umbrella.
His wheelhouse.
Correct. Now, this guy collecting all the money from everybody year after year keeps winning. And right. I'm like, where's the proof? Yeah. I didn't get a receipt. What are the squares? They're like, well, it's all automatic. It's just generated. What?
No, that's why I don't participate, because I don't trust it.
But you have guys like your dad who do it professionally.
I know.
And then they win like $2,000.
Not you calling my dad a bookie. Yeah, no, he really made out this year. And I don't trust it at all. I think the whole thing's rigged. I've always thought that.
I'm very upset. I'm very upset because I keep losing money. By the way, last week, somebody that we know that we're very close with, they were doing Super Bowl squares for charity. I was like, oh, yeah, all right. I'll give you, I gave him $100 for it because it's $100 sure. a square. No receipt, no nothing. What's my square? Didn't get any response after the Super Bowl. I'm just giving away money. Why?
Yeah, no, that's on you, though. Because I warned you about this on Friday, and you're like, no, it's fine. Everything's fine.
Listen, yeah, perfect example.
And I was like, what?
Kevin's texting in. He goes, Moose is 100% right. The guy collecting all the funds at my work for buy-ins, it was $200 a square of buy-in. Where do you work? $200 a square? It seems like the person collecting all of the money for our Super Bowl squares, same guy ended up winning. Just like in your guys' situation.
Huh.
I feel like I'm missing something here. This cannot be the normal. Super Bowl squares is the biggest scam going.
Interesting.
I agree 100%.
That's wild. No?
Well, yeah. What are the odds that the person collecting the funds keep winning?
And then, like, the year before that, like, our big boss won. And it's like, why is only upper management winning?
Right, right.
It's like, what's not the rat race.
How much money? See, here's the thing they don't tell you. They take all this money. They put it into a pile.
Yeah.
But how much is up for stake? What's the
I don't, it's unclear. I wasn't
what's the
even,
payout?
I wasn't even allowed on the email chain this year because they know I hate it so much. They didn't even put me on.
I did notice that you weren't a part of the email chain.
I was like, oh, okay, that's fine, I guess. No worries. But don't worry, I got the update that Derek won. All of it. Oh, yeah. not to mention, not only did Derek win every single quarter, but I guess there was like an end of the game pool that some random AE's son won.
Yes.
He's like 7.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Not us bringing in random family members.
Right. So this.
So now our chances are even worse.
Oh my God. Where is this email?
They're
here's the results.
Jonathan's dog won the last round. It's like, what are we doing here?
They sent out an email with the breakdown. Obviously, Derek won. He won twice. He won in the second quarter and third quarter, so he got a $250 buyout. And then it says, end of game, overtime madness. Congrats to one of our account executive's son who won $150. The kid's 7. How did he win? What? What?
Not us promoting youth gambling.
I know. I come off as so bitter about this, but I finally started putting the pieces together, and I got upset. I'm like, I'm not going to take this anymore.
I know.
I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
I haven't been taking it. How much did you put towards this? $300?
Oh, my God.
Now you're just handing all these individuals money, essentially.
That's what it kind of comes down to.
Yeah.
Just dishing out
really
money.
Bad.
I spent $40 on DoorDash last night. Didn't even get the meal delivered. Don't know where it is. That's $40 out the window.
You're so bad with money.
No, I'm not. It's just I keep getting.
Like, and then I went and got juice, and it was another $30 for a shot.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God.
Breezy gets very upset because
you spend so much money on like just random foods. Like, either the service fees or the plastic behind it. It's, like, too much.
The only time I was disappointed with myself was last week when I had a beautiful dinner, and then I ordered 6 cookies from Insomnia for delivery, because and that turned out to be, like, $35. like those are the most expensive cookies
anyways,
ever.
I got a Dunkin' gift card for sale if you want to buy it, take that off my hands.
Yes, I absolutely will. Yeah. Oh, Derek's walking in. We'll be right back, guys. Oh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.